You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Brain of Britain, the nationwide general knowledge contest, chaired by Russell Davis.
Thank you. Hello and a warm welcome to the third of the four semi-finals of Brain of Britain 2016. Two places remain in this year's final, and one of the contenders sitting beside me here on the Radio Theatre stage will have secured one of those places within the next half hour. As is customary, we have three heat winners from this year's series, along with one of the top scoring runners-up. Let's meet them again.
Hello, my name's Ian Fennell. I'm a software developer from Worcestershire.
Hello, I'm Pamela Holt. I'm a retired solicitor from Greenwich.
Hello, I'm Chris Quinn. I'm a database administrator from Liverpool.
Hello, I'm Ian Wellham, a retired teacher from Middle Raisin in Lincolnshire.
Welcome back, all four of you. The rules are the same as you've been used to at the heat stage. Five correct answers in a row will win you a sixth bonus point. And with four such experts on hand, we're hoping there might be a few good runs of that kind today. Let's get things started straight away. The best of luck to you all. And the first question is yours, Ian Fennell. What name is given to a piece of embroidery produced as a demonstration or test of skill in needlework, which often includes the alphabet, figures, motifs, decorative borders, and sometimes the name of the person who embroidered it and the date?
A sampler?
Yes. Stamford Bridge, although a name perhaps more popularly associated with Chelsea FC, is also a village that was the site of a battle a few weeks before the Battle of Hastings in 1066. In which modern-day English county is Stamford Bridge?
Yorkshire.
Yes, East Yorkshire, on the River Derwent, a few miles outside York. The sound of young America was the slogan used in the early 60s to promote the recording artists of which record label?
Motown?
Yes, Motown it was indeed. What cave system near Montignac in the Dordogne is the setting of a series of Paleolithic cave paintings?
Lascaux.
The Lascaux cave system, yes. The railway line between Exeter and Barnstaple is named after the title character of which novel?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Novel, yes, I could. Okay, Ian Wellham?
Lorna Doone?
No. Any more guesses? No. It was Tarka the Otter. It's known as the Tarka line. Yes, Pamela Holt, your question now. Which fractious and puritanical preacher who had gained considerable popular support as a prophet and agitator was hanged and burned in the Piazza della Signoria in Florence in 1498?
I don't know.
Fair enough. Chris Quinn.
Savonarola.
Savonarola, yes. Your question now. Which early 19th century Tory politician held the office of Lord Chancellor for so long that he became known as Lord Endless?
Sorry, I'm afraid I don't know.
Okay. I'm not sure that anyone does. Anybody going to volunteer a guess? No. His name was Lord Eldon, John Scott, the first Earl of Eldon, almost continuously in office as Lord Chancellor from 1801 to 1827. Ian Wellham, we've come round to you. In 2015, the number of balls in the National Lottery's lotto game was increased to how many?
59.
Yes. When Camelot introduced the 10 extra balls, it decreased the odds of winning the jackpot from 1 in 14 million to 1 in 45 million. But a new millionaire draw apparently increases the chances of becoming a millionaire. Next question. In the Second World War, the 7th Armoured Division was given what nickname? Out of time. Pamela Holt?
Desert Rats.
They were the Desert Rats, yes, indeed. And that brings us to the end of the first round. With everybody off the mark. In fact, Ian Wellham, Chris Quinn and Pamela Holt have one each, while Ian Fennell has four. And it is to Ian Fennell That we return. Which building, built in 1932, was described by one writer in the Architectural Review as the new Tower of London?
Broadcasting House?
Yes, it was. In which we serve at the present moment, Broadcasting House. Which Air Force base in California saw space shuttle landings between 1981 and 2009?
Vanderbilt.
No. Chris Quinn?
Edwards.
Edwards Air Force Base, yes, named in honour of Captain Glenn Edwards. Pamela Holt, in the medieval painting known as the Wilton Diptych, an English king is depicted being presented by St. John the Baptist, St. Edward the Confessor, and St. Edmund to the Virgin and Child and a company of 11 angels. Which king?
Richard II.
You're right, yes. To be seen at the National Gallery. Shepherd's weather glass is one of the many names for the flower Anagallis arvensis. What is its most common name, also used as an alias by the hero of a 1905 novel?
Scarlet Pimpernel.
Yes, in the novel Sir Percy Blakeney is a wealthy English baron who rescues individuals sentenced to death by the guillotine. The 1980 agreement that led to the emergence of Zimbabwe was named after what London mansion?
Lancaster House?
It was the Lancaster House Agreement, yes. It is a mansion in the St. James's District in the West End of London. What word for a small quantity of spirits is also a slang word for the head? Out of time, I fear. Chris Quinn?
Tot.
No. Ian Fennell?
Dop.
No. Ian, well, I'm going to have a go? No. Okay. Noggin is the answer, yes. Small quantity. It's often a jill, actually. Chris Quinn, Carol Hersey, born in 1958 in Redhill in Surrey, is a costume designer who is best known for appearing as part of what once very well-known TV image?
The test card.
Test card F, yes, as it was in the beginning. And hers is therefore the face that's appeared on screen for more hours than any other in British TV history. Who, in 1935, formed a company called Reflecting Road Studs Limited?
Percy Shaw.
Yes, the inventor of what were usually called, subsequently, cat's eyes. Which sportsman's first major professional title was the Coral UK Championship in 1980?
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
No. Yes, Ian Wellham.
Steve Hendry.
Nope. Steve Henry. Ian Fennell.
Alex Higgins.
No. No. It was Steve Davis. Yes. Introduced to snooker at the age of 12 by his father, Bill. Ian Wellham. The cold ocean current flowing southwest from Spain along the northwest of Africa is named after which archipelago?
Azores?
No. Yes, Chris Quinn.
Cape Verde?
No. Ian Fennell.
Canaries?
Canaries, yes. Canary Current, it's sometimes called. End of another round. And here are the scores. Ian Wellham has one. Chris Quinn and Pamela Holt, 4 apiece. Ian Fennell, 6. Now, Ian Fennell, your next question comes with music, and we're going to play you part of the Indian National Anthem. Your question comes when we've heard it. Jana Gana Mana Adhinayaka Jaya Hind Bharata Bhagya Vidhata Punjab Sindh Gujarat Maratha Dravida Utkala Vanga Vindhya Himachala Yamuna Ganga उच्चल जलधि तरंगा तव शुभ नामे जागे तव शुभ आशीष मांगे गाहे तव जय गाथा जन गण मंगल दायक जय हे. That anthem, Jana Gana Mana, is a setting of words by the first person from Asia ever to win a Nobel Prize. He was awarded the prize in literature in 1913. He was a poet and thinker from Bengal who spent some time at school in the UK as a teenager and was acknowledged as an influence by W.B. Yeats. Who was he?
Rabindranath Tagore?
That's the right answer, yes. The four conventionally accepted fundamental forces in nature are strong interaction, electromagnetic force, weak force, and which other?
Gravitational.
Yes, gravitational force is the last of those, yes. The primary role of an aircraft's fairing is to reduce what?
Drag.
Drag, air resistance, yes. The source of which Southeast Asian River was found in 1994 in Tibet.
The Mekong?
The Mekong River is the right answer, yes. Discovered in 1994 by a Japan-China joint team following the North Branch. At the same time, a French team was travelling up the West Branch trying to accomplish the same thing. Which is the only thoroughfare on a standard London monopoly board to have the word avenue in its name?
Park Avenue.
No. Nope. Ian Wellham.
Northumberland.
Northumberland Avenue, yes, that's right. See all your eyes skidding mentally around the board. Pamela Holt, the name of which classification of rock takes its name from the Latin for fire?
Something like paratic rock?
No. Ian Wellham?
Igneous.
Igneous rock is right, yes. Chris Quinn, what is the factorial of the positive number 4?
36.
No. Ian Wellham?
24.
24, yes. In mathematics, the factorial of a positive whole number, denoted by the number followed by an exclamation mark, is the product of all positive integers less than or equal to it, so that 4 times 3 times 2 times 1 equals, as you say, 24. Begun officially in 1944, the German Volkssturm was the nearest equivalent to what British military body?
SAS?
No. Chris Quinn?
Territorial Army?
Nope. Ian Fennell?
Dad's Army. Oh.
officially?
I can't remember what they're
Well, there are two names for it. The Home Guard, originally the Local Defence Volunteers. People's Storm was a German national militia of the last months of World War II. Now, these are the scores. By Jove, Ian Wellham, 4. Chris Quinn, 4. Pamela Holt, 4. Ian Fennell, 11. And at this roughly halfway point in the contest, let's give our semi-finalists a chance to sit back for a few moments and work as a team rather than as rivals. They can discuss and confer in answering these two questions which have come to us from a Brain of Britain listener making a bid to beat the Brains. Today it's Peter Neal in Royston whose questions we've chosen, and if between you you can't arrive at a satisfactory answer to both parts of Mr. Neal's challenge, he'll be getting a small reward from us. Peter Neal's questions do have a linking theme, which will become apparent as we go. He asks first, where was there a place for Jim Bryant and Marnie Nixon?
There's a place for us.
Marnie Nixon was the singer who dubbed.
Singers.
Yeah.
So I don't know where there's a place, though, do you?
Well, there was a song called
There's a Place for Us.
There's
a
Place
for Us.
Yeah.
Maria and...
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably overdubbed the actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
We try.
What's the answer going to be, then?
West Side, New York?
Well,
West Side Story.
West Side Story, yes.
In West Side Story, the musical? Yes?
Well, I think they provided the voices, the singing voices for the actors in the film.
That's right, yes. Do you remember the title of the tune that you've been mulling over?
There's a Place for Us.
No, that's a line in it, but it doesn't really matter. It's called Somewhere. Yes, yes. And we're talking, of course, about the film of West Side Story because that's where the dubbing occurred. The parts of Tony and Maria were taken by those two folks. Marnie Nixon is probably the name that gives it away. She was, of course, one of the most famous people to dub for other stars on film soundtracks, to the extent that she was known as the ghostess with the mostest. All right, question two then. What, according to Thurl Ravenscroft, is there nothing like?
A dame.
In?
South Pacific.
I'm afraid you're right. Yes, yes, exactly. Again, Thurl Ravenscroft was the basso profundo who dubbed for Ken Clark as Stewpot in South Pacific. He did the end bit, you know, nothing like a day. He's a bit of a hero of mine. He also did the voice for Tony the Tiger in the famous breakfast cereal ad and many other basso masterpieces. So, Peter Neal, those were nice questions, but I'm afraid you didn't outwit the brains with either of them, so you can't take a book token prize. But you can have this fortissimo round of applause. If you'd like to send us ideas for questions with which to beat the brains in a future series, you can email them at any time to brainofbritain@bbc.co.uk or jot them down on paper and post them to Brain of Britain, BBC Dock House, Media City, Salford, M52LH. We do look carefully at every idea we receive, although we get so many that I'm afraid we can't acknowledge them all in person. But if we choose them for use in the programme, we will give you plenty of notice of the relevant broadcast. Let's get on with the semi-final then, and you start the next round again, Ian Fennell. The high watermark of the Rebellion Monument at Cemetery Ridge in Pennsylvania marks the farthest point reached by Confederate forces during Pickett's charge on the 3rd of July, 1863, at which battle?
Gettysburg?
The Battle of Gettysburg is right, yes. What is the main premise of Philip K. Dick's alternative history novel, The Man in the High Castle?
The Allies lost the war and Germany and Japan took over the USA.
Precisely that. They control America. In Australia, what kind of creature is a redback?
A spider.
Yes, very venomous spider. The first edition of what was produced by Andrew Bell, Colin McFarquhar and William Smellie and published in parts from December 1768 to 1771?
A dictionary?
No. Ian Willem?
Encyclopedia Britannica.
That's precisely right, yes. And we come round to Pamela Holt and her music question. It's a piece by Mozart. Have a listen and your question will follow. The opening of Mozart's Serenade in G, popularly known as Eine kleine Nachtmusik, whose fourth movement also provides our Brain of Britain theme. In the catalogue of Mozart's works, it's classified as K525. What does the K stand for?
Kirchel.
Kirchel, yes. Ludwig Alois Friedrich Ritter von Kirchel was an Austrian musicologist, writer, composer, botanist and publisher who endeavoured to catalogue the Mozart works. Invercargill is the southernmost and westernmost city in which Commonwealth country?
New Zealand?
Yes. What is the main title of the story written by Jung Chang with the subtitle Three Daughters of China, a family history spanning a century and recounting the lives of three female generations in China?
The Wild Swans.
Yes. Which Frenchman won the Tour de France five times between 1978 and 85?
I don't know.
Right. Okay. Chris Quinn.
Bernardino.
Bernardino. Yes, you're right. Chris Quinn, your question. Which city in Ohio, known as the rubber capital of the world because of its tire industry and others, is also the birthplace of the singer Chrissie Hynde and the place where Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in 1935?
Akron.
Akron, Ohio, yes. What was the title of the short-lived BBC TV soap opera set in the fictional town of Los Barcos on the Costa del Sol?
El Dorado.
Yes. In a journalistic capacity, I happened to be on the specially made set for the very last day of shooting. It was a melancholy occasion, I must say. There are numerous variations of the style for both women and men, but the basic concept of which hairstyle, named after an historic royal mistress, is hair swept upwards from the face and worn high over the forehead and sometimes swept up around the sides and back as well.
Pompadour?
Yes, it's making a comeback, including a style known as the messy pompadour. Nothing to do with Lionel Messi. Talking of which football team, who regained league status in 2015, is known by its fans as the Gas?
Oxford United?
No. Ian Wellham?
Bristol Rovers?
Bristol Rovers FC is right, yes. The nickname derives from the gasworks next to their former home, Eastville Stadium. It started as a derogatory term used by fans of their rivals, Bristol City, but came to be proudly adopted by the club itself. Ian Wellham, your question. In the UK, and especially in Scotland, what common bird has the traditional name Merle?
Blackbird?
Yes, just in time. Blackbird is right. Mel is also its name in France, of course. Fought in 1827 during the Greek War of Independence, what was the last significant battle between wooden sailing ships?
No, sorry.
Okay. No battles from 1827 come to mind, I think. No, it was Navarino. And it's also the end of another round. Here are the scores. Ian Wellham has 7. Pamela Holt also has 7. Chris Quinn, 8. Ian Fennell, 14. Still time to catch him up. Ian Fennell, back to you. In the armed forces, where would someone be working if they were on KP duty?
In the kitchen?
Yes, abbreviation for kitchen patrol, or especially in America, kitchen police. When the Bastille was captured in 1789 as a symbol of the oppressive tyranny of the French monarchy, it was found to contain how many prisoners?
1?
No. Ian Wellham?
7.
7 is the right answer, yes. Among the prisoners were 4 counterfeiters and an Irishman who believed himself to be Julius Caesar. Yes. Pamela Holt, the word goulash derives from the Hungarian word gulyash. What is the literal meaning of this Hungarian word?
Is it something like a mix-up?
No.
Mesh?
No. Chris Quinn?
Paprika?
No. No guesses? No. It's quite surprising. It's cowboy or herdsman. Yes, Chris Quinn, some music for you. And this is part of a song about unemployed working men from the northeast of England going to Germany to find work in the 1980s. Almost identical in theme, indeed, to the TV drama series Auf Wiedersehen, Pet. I'd like you to tell me which songwriter and guitarist this is.
We had no way of staying afloat. We had to leave on a ferry boat. Economic refugees on the run to Germany. We had the back of Maggie's hand. Times were tough in Geordieland. We got our tools and work and gear and humped it all from Newcastle to here. Why Ireland? Why Ireland?
Is it Mark Knopfler?
It is, with the song Way I Man. Oddly enough, the only time I've ever seen him play was at Newcastle Football Grounds in James's Park. The events following which Battle of the English Civil War that took place on the 3rd of September 1651 led to stories of Charles II hiding in the Royal Oak?
Worcester?
The Battle of Worcester, yes. The Boscobel Oak, or Royal Oak, in the grounds of Boscobel House is said to be descended from one in which the future Charles II hid. Journey to the Centre of the Earth, released in 1959 and based on Jules Verne's novel of the same title, was partly filmed in the vast underground Carlsbad Cavern National Park. In which US state?
New Mexico?
That's the right answer, yes. When Jim Laker took 19 wickets against Australia at Old Trafford in 1956, in the Test match known to posterity as Laker's match, who took the other one?
Know nothing about cricket, so Colin Cowdrey.
No. Ian Wellham?
Tony Locke.
Tony Locke, Graham Anthony Richard Locke, yes. No other bowler has taken more than 17 wickets in a first-class match. Ian Wellham, it's your question then. Battleborn State, Sagebrush State and Silver State are various nicknames for which American state?
Nevada.
Correct, yes. A high barren area described as karstic, the name deriving from the karst region of Slovenia, is typically a landscape of which type of rock?
Limestone.
Yes. Typee, subtitled A Peep at Polynesian Life, concerns the voyage of the whaling ship the Dolly and is the first novel published by which American writer? Out of time. Ian Fennell?
Melville.
Herman Melville, yes, published in 1846. And these, I have to tell you now, folks, are the final scores in the contest at the end of this third semi-final of Brain of Britain 2016. Pamela Holt, 7 points. Chris Quinn and Ian Wellham, 11 points apiece. Ian Fennell, 16. Congratulations to Ian Fennell, who'll be back in the final in a fortnight's time. Thanks and commiserations are due to the other three for a hard-fought and heavy-scoring semi-final today and for their excellent contributions to the whole series. So, there's just one place left in the 2016 final, and next week at the same time we'll find out which of the four remaining semi-finalists will be taking it. Do join us if you can. Until then, goodbye.
You can download many more BBC Radio 4 programmes for free. Find these at bbc.co.uk/radio4.